Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Josh Bernstein coming on perhaps in hour number three, because we have back from having several issues where you couldn't come on, the amazing and the very important to listen to Harley Schlanger from the Roots Foundation. And we're launching our stream network, and I'm hoping that Harley and his group, especially those in Europe, can originate shows at normal hours for Europeans, which may be 9 or 10 in the morning German time, which is 9 hours later. This show here, 1 o'clock Pacific time now, is actually 10 o'clock at night in Germany. And I think, are you still in Berlin or just outside Berlin?
Just outside Berlin. My office is in Berlin, but I live in Potsdam.
Right. Now, what we want to do is, my plan is to create, and I'm creating actually new technology, which I'm going to incorporate in my stream, which allow audio stream searching. So I'm creating what's called a radio neocortex for the human race, and we're eventually going to have it in multiple languages. So we'll have people speaking in German, Japanese, and Chinese, etc. And we're also doing simultaneous translation of the programs into other languages using new technology. So you can search, if you ask for a specific search stream based on a recognizable audio string and words that we put in our search engine, it'll find the first, second, and tenth place that word shows up, and you can pull an audio clip, send it to yourself or your friends, just even by word commands. So what I'm building literally is a if you want to call it, a radio neocortex for the human race. Believe it or not, people say, you're crazy. They go, well, anybody who's smarter than you is, and so smart that they could actually be dangerous, which I could be if I'm not, wasn't a bad guy. If I was a bad guy, I'm not. Luckily, I'm...
You might call it a neural Silk Road.
Yeah, it is. In fact, people don't understand. My great-grandfather was a Basha, and he actually ran the largest caravan between Damascus, Syria, and China, and my great-great-grandmother walked from Damascus to China twice a year beside the camels who went and brought back silk and all the fancy things from China. It's because they had trade, the Chinese never decided to invade the West. And why do we have to? We get what we want, gemstones, whatever, and they get our stuff, and we're happy. So, in other words, people don't realize if you have an intellectual Silk Road, and you have a cyber Silk Road, and you have a trade Silk Road, which is why it's really good that Trump shook hands with Xi, and they're happy now. That's why I'm really disappointed in not meeting Mr. Putin, because the Russians are paranoid, and for good reason, because we're scary. I mean, if you're somebody else other than America, and you're Chinese, or you're the Russians, and they did a simulation October 5th of 2017, and you're dealing with America, you have damn good reason to be scared. Because America is right?
What happened with the G20 meeting in Buenos Aires, you're absolutely right that the cancellation of the meeting with Putin was a disaster. And it was largely the result of operations, as Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, said. The same people who were trying to get rid of Trump were the ones who launched the provocation by Ukraine, which was the excuse for canceling the meeting. Now, I don't know if you've covered this, you probably have, but the incursion by three naval vessels of Ukraine into the Straits of Kerch violated not just the Ukraine-Russia treaty, which has been in effect for years, but also the UN Law of the Sea Convention. The way this thing usually works is if Ukrainian ships want to go into the Sea of Azov through the Straits of Kerch, they notify the Russians because it's legally accepted Russian territory, sea waters.
Right.
And they notify the Russians, and if necessary, the Russians can provide pilots to help them through.
Right, and also right now they're worried because the area is a fault zone area where they built this bridge across from Russia to Crimea, which, by the way, 95% of the citizens are Russian, and they speak Russian. But what happened is Russia unilaterally decided that now that we got this bridge here, we're worried about people knocking it down, which is the only connection to Crimea for trade, etc. And they should have had some communication with these other countries like Ukraine. Now, the problem is the State Department, the U.S. State Department in Europe, have been doing things that have been ticking off and scaring the Russians. Now, the Russians aren't necessarily logical. We have a non-drinking Mr. Putin, but we have a lot of heavy-drinking Russian generals that bang the desk really hard and are concerned because when we gave tank-killing weapons to the Ukrainians to shoot against Russian tanks because they let Kiev do shelling of eastern Ukraine, and the Donbass kids, five Christmases ago, actually put videos out saying they didn't want the Kiev-backed neo-Nazis to actually kill all the civilians by literally shelling civilian areas, not military areas, with shells. So what the West was concerned about, well, they think the Russians will cross the border with tanks and so on, and the Russian artillery is very serious. So instead of doing a dialogue and working something out with them during Barack Obama, what Trump did, basically, after Barack, is he gave tank-killing weapons to the Ukrainians, and the Ukrainians want their own democracy, not communism. And so, one of the strongest supporters of the West in America, believe it or not, is not the parties in the United States, it's actually Ukrainians. And it's upsetting because a lot of the people in Ukraine are actually Russian-speaking. I think 85% of the people in eastern Ukraine, including the places where they build the largest Russian nuclear missiles, what they call them, the Satan missiles, are actually built in eastern Ukraine. They're not built in Russia. And so Stalin actually partitioned Ukraine from Russia as a province back around the Second World War. People don't know this. They don't realize the capital of Russia 200 years ago was Kyiv, which is the old way of calling Kiev. And people don't know this stuff, this history. So basically what's going on now is a communication error. And I think it could be fixed really easily because I think nobody died. The sea ships were apparently captured.
Let me make a deeper point here.
Yeah.
The whole Ukraine crisis was provoked by NATO and the United States.
Of course it was.
Barack Obama originally.
Right. Yeah, and get into it because I want people to know the West has had a very provocative attitude. There was no intention when NATO was set up to ever be on the back doorstep of Russia, was there?
No, and the important thing is that these ships, when they were captured, they had in their logs orders not to talk to the Russians. So this was a deliberate provocation.
Are you kidding me? So in other words, they sent them in there, knew they'd be captured, and then don't talk to the Russians. You're kidding.
Well, not to notify the Russians, to sneak in.
Oh, okay. In other words, sneak in rather than if they had properly notified them, Russians would say, come on in, we're watching you, everything's cool. Don't hit the bridge. Yeah, in other words, don't go in and hit or bump into our bridge, which could fall down. By the way, they built it. Yeah, go ahead.
They did it as a deliberate provocation.
You're kidding.
There were Ukrainian officials who have called for blowing up this new bridge. So the Russians are not going to allow ships that are not pre-announced and are not involved through the Kerch Straits. So
right, they're already after
ships.
Well, there have even been recent earthquakes, and they built a bridge extra strong to tolerate them with the buttresses of the bridge, so it won't fall down. And the problem is it's the primary non-ship transfer point for vehicles that can cross across from Russia to Crimea. And so if you're not announced, they figure, well, you're there to try to knock the damn bridge down, right?
Well, and that's what Putin would have explained to Trump. But what happened is that at the same time, you had an escalation by Mueller using the excuse of ripping up the agreement with Manafort, the so-called Michael Cohen, big expose, which is really, I can, after the break, go through it. It's nothing at all. It's a fraud. But they use this so that Pompeo and Bolton could say to Trump, it would look bad with the Russian story on page one from Ukraine. Cohen story. It would look bad if you talked to Putin, so you shouldn't talk to Putin.
In other words, Mueller made this so that the optics and the timing would make Trump look like an ass.
This is the second time Mueller's done that. Remember, he before Helsinki, he indicted 12 GRU officials for with absolutely no evidence, claiming that they were the ones who hacked the credit.
And with not only no evidence, they couldn't either indict them or they couldn't even extradite them to the United States for trial. And when Putin offered, actually said, if you come over here, we can try them here in Russia, and we'll send them to jail, and if they're found guilty, you can help prosecute them. But they wouldn't take that deal. Remember that was in the spring?
Yeah,
really disgusting behavior. The reason why is Mueller is covering up that he's one of the primary actors in Uranium One deal, which is a criminal activity with Russia, trying to steal 20% of the uranium. He's also a cover-up of 9/11 and the issue in Libya with the loss of all our people, right?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is crazy what's going on with Macron. Please give us a dissection of the news, because the French people are not stupid. They're obviously becoming aware of the Paris Climate Accord can take the food out of their mouths and make it impossible to even pay the rent. Please tell us what's going on and all these riots. And Macron had to back off because the riots got so violent, didn't they?
Well, they aren't even riots. Let's start with the starting point, which is the G20 summit. There were several intents by the globalists with the G20. One was to make sure that Trump did not meet with Putin.
Right.
They did succeed in that one. They wanted to poison the environment between Trump and China. And instead, Trump had this extraordinary dinner with Xi. And the best witness to this was Larry Kudlow. What Kudlow said is the Xi came there totally prepared. The Chinese president gave a 45-minute presentation on what China would do to meet the U.S. demands, including establishing new laws against theft of intellectual property rights, which the Chinese have now imposed, so that they're going to they agree with Trump. They're not going to allow it to occur anymore. They lifted certain kinds of restrictions on U.S. firms that can operate in China. And Trump responded by saying, well, this is exactly what we want. Let's postpone these new tariffs and maybe get rid of them completely within 90 days. So the China...
That's a serious high five, isn't it?
Was a complete and total success. And Kudlow said that Xi was the most impressive leader he's ever seen. And then he said, except for Trump. But that's quite interesting.
Well, I think he is now. Let me just throw a few technologies here just to give you an idea. The Chinese people are leapfrogging forward. When they got Bombardier and the high-speed rail systems from Europe, they have so many engineers just graduating from Beijing. They have more engineers just from Beijing than all of our engineers and all our PhDs in any hard science in America every year. That's just amazing. It doesn't include Shenzhen and other cities in like Shanghai. The Chinese now have the silicon salt batteries made in Shenzhen, just outside Hong Kong. I've been in communication with a distributor up here in Northern California because we're putting in solar. And in about a year and a half, we're going to get silicon salt batteries, which are temperature resistant and so on. The Chinese are leaping forward and forward and forward and not everything. Now, on the negative side, we need to get our silicon companies not to harm the Chinese people by using their technology to rape people in China. And I'm sure that part of the deal with the trade is also to make it more a humane country for the poor citizens of China. They're very, very industrious. They're really hardworking. They're like manically hardworking like Americans. There's only about four countries on Earth that are really hardworking: Japanese, Chinese, Americans, and Germans. Everybody else is pretty slack, aren't they?
Well, Bill, let me just continue the point here because we wanted to get the French. So they did sabotage the meeting with Putin. They did not sabotage the meeting with Xi, and that's very promising. But then there was an effort to make to reinforce the Paris Climate Accord.
Uh-oh.
And this was pushed by Macron, and 19 of the 20 countries agreed to that. The one that didn't was Trump in the United States.
Right.
And so I give kudos to Trump for that. Now, what happened, though, is that Macron came to Buenos Aires to talk about how he had imposed new fuel taxes to put high penalties on people who continue to use fossil fuels because of the carbon dioxide, allegedly.
Right.
And what happened was it started in rural France. It started with truckers, farmers, people who can barely make it as it was.
Right.
Could not survive with an extra 15% or 20% tax on gasoline.
Right.
And so they started wearing yellow vests. Now, the yellow vests in Europe, when a car breaks down on the side of the road, by law, you put on a yellow vest. So essentially, they were saying that the whole system is broken down. They took to the streets, and they marched in hundreds of thousands of numbers, including in Paris. And what happened is, to try and discredit this, the Black Bloc, the Antifa, moved into these peaceful demonstrations and started trashing buildings and breaking windows and fighting with police.
Right.
And here's the interesting thing. The police supported the demonstrations.
Wow.
When the fire department was called, they supported the demonstrations. So Macron, while he was in Buenos Aires, parading around as being this great climate activist, was facing this incredible crisis in France that kept growing. So he went back and he said, okay, we'll postpone these taxes for 6 months. And the demonstrators said, no, we want them completely eliminated. No deal, no compromises.
Right.
So Macron is running at about 18% in the polls there. You know, the joke now is that you measure his support by the Macron or a micron.
Right.
Now, this is a
That's funny. Yeah, that's pretty funny. You're a good stand-up comedian. That's a good joke.
Well, at the same time, his popularity has collapsed. And this is crucial. This means that the French people are saying, screw this phony theory of man-made climate change. We need to eat. We need to have housing. We need to produce food. We need to have industry.
And by the way, energy collapses. This is fits of comments made back before the election in 2016 by Barack Obama to Africans to say, don't worry about industrialization. If you industrialize like America and the West, the world will die and turn into a into basically a planet that's so hot.
Well, he said, he said
like Venus, it'll boil over. It'll actually melt lead. In other words, we'll become like Venus. I mean, it's that ridiculous.
Now, here's the other thing to look at. The demonstrations started spreading to Belgium. In England now, you have a rebellion against Theresa May and the anti-Brexit, so-called Brexit agreement that she has. And her government may not make it through next week. Today in Hamburg, Germany, the Christian Democrats are picking a new chairman. Since Merkel has stepped down as chairman, she still will stay on as chancellor. But if Friedrich Merz wins the chairmanship, he's supposedly a conservative banker, then he would move to get rid of Merkel and become chancellor. Now, Merz is actually a hardcore globalist. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's on the board of BlackRock and Citibank.
Oh, no.
And he's also saying that Germany, the CDU, the Christian Democrats, should dump the Social Democrats as a coalition partner and link up with the Greens. That is the anti-science environmentalists.
Oh, okay, okay. So they figure we can change, you know, this is, there's so many parties in Germany, drop the other party because they want to use the environmaniacs to help them bolster their globalism, right?
Yeah. So what you can see is this won't work in Germany, just as Macron's policy won't work in France. And instead you have the Italians. Here's the irony. The most stable government right now in Europe is Italy, because the Italian government is siding with the people against the bureaucrats of Brussels.
Yeah, I know that. In fact, that's why Macron is calling for a trans-European military force, not to fight against America, Russia, or China. It's to prevent their own nations from leaving, which is Austria, Hungary, and Italy is the most stable, as you mentioned. That's pretty disgusting, isn't it?
From Macron, yeah.
Yeah. What?
Heart-related.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
There's some good and bad news here. The good news is that Trump made a deal with Xi. The bad news is that Macron is trying to do this kind of foolish stuff, and the European Commission doesn't get yet that there's at least three nations trying to leave the European Union: Italy, Hungary, and Austria. And people don't realize that when we talk about this real nationalism against Trump, Macron is out of his mind. And he doesn't understand that nationalism and Nazism is not Nazism. Nationalism, it would even make a stronger Europe. In fact, if they reformulate Europe based on some degree of national autonomy so they can control their local area and their state and their immigration, and they wouldn't believe in this foolishness about climate change and so on, then we can develop new technology. For example, the Hadron Collider that's between France and Switzerland and Germany, they're very close to actually authorizing and publicly bringing out fusion technology, so Europe could become the center of nuclear fusion technology for limitless energy production. And Europe should not backwalk against science. The fact that I hear this in Germany is distressing, because Germany was probably, during the last century, 40 to 50 years ahead in every area of medical science, nuclear technology, etc. And the fact that they've got an anti-science kind of philosophy now in their country is pretty disturbing.
Well, this is what the German environmental movement is now headed, not directly, but the person who's the intellectual force is a guy named Schellenhuber, who was appointed to the Vatican Council of Science. He's the one behind the current Pope's environmental policy, which is terrible. But Schellenhuber is one of the authors or promoters of the hoax about CO2, and his personal view, which he's expressed repeatedly, is that the problem is too many people, and we need to have a billion or fewer people on the planet. He said 500 million would be optimal. And
how the hell is it going to get other people to go away? I mean, they're going to just die or starve to death or not have enough?
They're going to be killed. They're going to be killed by lack of food, lack of energy, lack of...
I'll tell you what's going on. I'll tell you what they're doing. Number one, when I went to Switzerland back in 1997, I spoke at the Human Life International about fetal tissue transplantation and genetic engineering for Parkinson's and other diseases. They brought a box out from Basel, Switzerland, of the World Health Organization, who works with these globalists, and they'd weaponized three different things: the AIDS virus, a weaponized version that created Lyme disease, which is a weaponized form of a spirochete, and a vaccine that caused pregnancies to become sterile that they already had given to women in the Philippines and Soweto, South Africa. And the Catholic Doctors Association of Kenya discovered this about 4 years ago, and actually did testing and proved that the vaccine created antibodies against the trophoblast of early pregnancies. So the woman became functionally sterile because she could never have an implantation of a fertilized ova coming down her tube into her uterine body. People don't understand. The globalists are hell-bent on population reduction. They don't give a damn whether or not they reduce the world oxygen concentrations. You have to live in a dome city, or they cause massive water shortages because of climate change with satellite-based climate modification technology, or even start fires. For example, one of my contacts up in Northern California last year and this year, who's in the military, who lives with, you know, works and does tech work with for me, he was up there just recently in last year, and there were so many drones in the air with directed energy weapons starting fires, they couldn't even get the helicopters in to drop fire retardant, even the toxic fire retardant. So we have to understand what's going on is a criminal activity of monumental proportions, and Deborah Tavares is up there actually using our press pass for NutriMedical, and she's got firefighters and EMTs actually investigating it with over 60 years of collective experience, knowing that the government and the globalists are actually a bunch of criminals trying to kill us. And they kill these people like I call paradise now is called Satan's ashtray. They killed a lot of people, a lot more than 85, they're saying, or 88. There's probably thousands dead, and they're trying to cover it up. They even want to let people go rescue pets. So you have to understand, this is not a game. One of the only organizations that tells the truth about this is the Roos Foundation, period, right?
Well, let me shift to another topic, which I think is important.
Go ahead.
Which is the absolutely disgusting honors given to George Herbert Walker Bush.
Oh, yeah. What a maniac.
The idea that this was a gentler, bipartisan, good figure. In his period as president, he launched two wars. One in Panama, which was designed to prevent Noriega from exposing the Bush CIA role in launching the crack cocaine epidemic in the United States.
Right, because they run it, by the way, they run the Senior Sexual Activity Division of the CIA, which Bush, by the way, which is why he calls Bill Clinton his adopted son, the drug cartels bring it in through MENA, Arkansas. People don't understand that that's why he considers George Bush Jr. and Billy Clinton as brothers. I mean, this is a son of a bitch. He is one of the most evil people in modern history, this bastard.
He also lured Saddam into Kuwait through the U.S. ambassador in Iraq, April Glaspie.
Right.
When Saddam said, look, the Kuwaitis are drilling into our oil fields, they're taking our oil.
They're drilling across their own territory into the Iraqi territory, right?
Yeah, and he said, what would you do if we addressed this problem? And she said, nothing. And so he assumed the U.S. was giving him the approval to go into Kuwait. Bush gets credit for not launching an all-out war to topple Saddam. But what Bush did was constantly escalate the sanctions, which are estimated to have killed 500,000 Iraqi children by depriving them of all kinds of medicines.
Exactly. So, and by the way, they even staged this thing in the nursery. Say they were throwing babies out of the ventilators in Kuwait. I mean, this is what's going on here. Is George Bush Sr. is one of the most evil son of a bitches on the planet. And I showed a picture when I closed up his show last week, and I got it from David Dees, and it shows his wife waiting for him in hell with the flames flickering around out of both of the buggers.
Well, you know, the key thing is Bush's father was a supporter of Hitler.
Of course he was. He got fined by the U.S. government $1.5 million because his bank was actually working with Adolf Hitler and those globalists, right?
Well, it was the Harriman Bank, the Union Bank Corporation of New York.
Right.
And Prescott was a key figure in that through his skull and bones connections with the Harrimans. But the key is, why were they promoting Bush?
Right.
The line is that Bush represented the best traditions of the liberal world order. When George H.W. Bush talked about the New World Order,
right,
he was talking about the idea of the unilateral control of the United States over resources, finances, and the removal of sovereignty of nations. Now, Trump...
Yeah, in other words, they had their particular version of the New World Order, which is American dominance over the zones of the world, which are published in the Foreign Affairs Journal. Because remember, he's a bonesman. He swore an oath to the goddess Nu and to Lucifer himself at Yale University Skull and Bones. He's a son of a bitch, and so is his son.
And this is a so-called liberal world order,
right,
which was shaped after the fall of communism. Instead of working with Russia and trying to help them develop, the Bush administration and then the Clinton administration sent in Wall Street and Harvard bankers to team up with ex-KGB and Russian mafia to create the Russian oligarchs by taking over Russia's raw material wealth, stealing it from the Russian nation. And the reason they
Which caused the collapse of their economy, by the way. The fall of the Union was engineered.
So the collapse of their population. They went into negative population growth for two decades because of this.
Right, and their life expectancy dropped more faster than any other time in modern history of any country.
And this is why they hate Putin, because he reversed that. Putin said, we're going to rebuild Russia. It's going to take a while, but we're going to rebuild it, and he's done that. Russia, 2 years ago, for the first time, reversed the demographic collapse.
Well, you know why God created vodka and single malt liquor? He did so that the Russians and the Scots wouldn't run the world. And because Mr. Putin doesn't drink vodka, he's fixing Russia. And the greatest disaster, he says himself, is the fall of the Soviet Union, right?
Would you imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry? Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Let's turn to the next topic. What's the most important thing you see on your desk between now and next week? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think we have to pay attention to what's being done around Mueller. Not that he has any evidence, but that he's running a psychological operation against Trump and against the American people. This is a perfect example of what a psyop is.
Yeah, but the thing is, then they've literally walled him off, so he's like a separate branch of the government. I mean, it's not constitutional that he doesn't answer to any elected official. So the fact that Mueller is almost impervious to being fired, and now we have a Barr, the new attorney general, Mueller's days are numbered, aren't they?
Well, I wouldn't be so sure. I mean, here's the thing you got to look at. As you know, I've been defending Trump against this coup from the beginning, and the LaRouche movement has been exposing the British connection, the corruption in the Justice Department and the FBI and so on. But what they've done, while this Russiagate has been the leading story day after day after day for 2 years, with no evidence, just slanders against Putin and against Trump, at the same time, they've been bringing in an increasing number of neocons and neoliberals into the Trump administration.
And exactly. So, in fact, he's just chock-a-block full of manipulators and negotiators and just globalists. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, here's the problem. You had the very day Trump was making this breakthrough with Xi Jinping, someone in his administration gave the go-ahead to the Canadian authorities to arrest the chief financial officer of Huawei, the number one smartphone producer in the world. And she's being held in a prison in Vancouver, Canada. This is definitely aimed at undercutting what Trump was doing.
What's the story there? I don't see the connection. Why did they arrest her? What's the story?
Well, what they said is that she was involved in breaking the sanctions policy with Iran.
What?
That she was personally involved as the CFO of the smartphone company and trying to get around the sanctions with Iran.
Is that the Chinese company, or where's the cell phone
Hawaii.
Company?
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
You're kidding. How can they get that? That's a long stretch, isn't it?
Well, what they're trying to say is that this company was violating the sanctions agreement. But here's the point. Why do you arrest an official of the company? The whole
right.
sanctions thing is that you don't let them come to the country, you freeze their bank account, you do things like that. This was a deliberate slap in the face, and it didn't come from Trump. It was done by someone in his administration. So the point is...
But why is she in a prison in Vancouver, though? If it's someone in his administration, how can they take this woman who's in Vancouver?
The Canadians asked, they said, she's here, do you want us to arrest her and extradite her? And the U.S. officials, some U.S. officials said yes.
Why would Justin Trudeau, who doesn't get along with Trump, agree to do something like this?
Because Justin Trudeau is part of the establishment.
Exactly. That's why I'm raising the question. In other words, that's part of the reason why Justin doesn't get along with Trump is because he's part of the global establishment, isn't he?
Yes, and so this was designed to undercut Trump.
Right.
Now, the point I'm making is that outside of Trump's work on Twitter, he's really cut off and isolated. Today they're saying that John Kelly is not only going to be gone soon because he doesn't talk to Trump anymore, but that he's been talking with Mueller. So you have Mueller who...
Why would Kelly talk to Mueller? Because we've been trying to get through to John Kelly. We call him the Kelly filter. And Kelly is not on Trump's side. We can see he's actually shielded him. He's actually protecting globalists and people that are manipulators around Trump to make sure that Trump doesn't get good advice. Because Trump likes to hear all kinds of opinions. So the fact that Kelly is doing... Yeah, go ahead. Please, go ahead.
So let me make the point.
Yeah.
What Mueller is doing by mentioning that Michael Flynn is now going to not have to serve time because he's cooperating, that Michael Cohen, Trump's former attorney, is cooperating after he did this plea deal. And I'll fill that in a moment. They're trying to destroy Corsi and Roger Stone, Manafort. They're trying to create this environment of toxicity around Trump so that no one will defend him, no one will support him. And what Mueller is doing with the mainstream media fully backing him up is this psychological warfare and brainwashing of the American people. Now, this is why Trump has to get out in front of it. He has to declassify the documents now. But look what they did with Michael Cohen. Here's a perfect example of the fraud that Mueller is trying to pull. Cohen has now pled guilty to lying to the Congress because he told the Congress that he stopped negotiating to build a Trump Tower in Moscow sometime in January of 2016. Now he's saying he continued to negotiate until June 2016. They're also trying to pin down, was Manafort meeting with Assange, which is obviously not true. Was Roger Stone telling Trump about the WikiLeaks coming out, which Roger Stone says he never talked to Trump about it. What Mueller's trying to do is show that in June and July of 2016, Trump was in cahoots fully with the Russians, was colluding with the Russians.
Cahoots in my way? I mean, I don't see any cahoots. Do you?
He has no evidence. He's trying to build up this fraudulent case based on...
Yeah, but even if Cohen was actually proceeding to continue to talk, because he only gets paid as a lawyer if he makes a deal, Trump could be totally unaware that he continues to talk months after he said...
Well, that's the whole point. Cohen, there's no evidence that Cohen ever told Trump that he was continuing to negotiate.
But he's just trying to negotiate so he can freaking make money. I mean,
well, number two, Cohen told them that he was communicating with the Russian government. It turns out that he never had an email or a phone address of Putin or anyone on Putin's staff. He was sending emails to a generic Russian government office about the so-called negotiations. So it's
but the negotiations are to build a hotel, and Trump said to him earlier in the year, we're not going to do it.
But here's the point. You got to listen to what I'm saying. The whole thing is fraud.
Right.
What they're trying to do is create this image of eroding the confidence.
But they don't have enough Democrats to actually impeach. And even if they start an impeachment process, they don't have the Senate or the Supreme Court or the governors. This is a ridiculous thing for the Democrats or Mueller to try to do, because it's going to end up backfiring and blowing up in their face. It'll be like somebody handles plastic hats and holds them in their hands and their fingers get blown off. So these morons, including Mueller and the Muellergate, now we got Barr as the new attorney general, it's going to blow up in their face and they're going to die trying this crap.
Instead of being so confident of that, I think the important thing for us to do is to expose the depth of depravity of these guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And create the environment where it won't work. Because I'm telling you, they are fully committed to blowing up the whole situation. And
they don't even have the tools to do it. So even if they make it look bad in the news media, I can tell you right now, more and more, our walk-away movement, we're estimating roughly 20% of Democrats and 40% of independents are going to walk away and become GOP supporters of Trump for the taking back of the House and increasing the Senate, increasing the number of Supreme Court. In fact, Ruth Bader, and I've changed her name to Gator, like Alligator, Ginsburg, she's got something else that's amazing. She's hanging by a tooth and nail. The fact is, she'll be replaced.
That's only going to happen if Trump continues to stay ahead of this, and that's why he must declassify the documents.
Oh, yeah, he will.
So American people have this material in their hands to see what corrupt, immoral creatures the Bush neocons and the Democrats are.
Right.
If Trump doesn't go after the Republicans, there are still a number of Republicans in the Senate who could be turned, and that's the weak point. The ones that he just helped get elected are not going to vote for impeachment. But there are still Republicans in there, like Susan Collins of Maine, like Sassy of Nebraska, who could be turned to support the conviction. And that's why he's got to be out in front of this, and the American people have to be out in front of it.
I still don't think even if these two can be turned, but it's my prediction, and it's based on really good evidence. And I'm not a betting man. That Trump, because of the Democrats taking the House and all this Muellergate garbage still going on, Trump's going to, and it won't take 2 years. By next spring, it'll be over. The game will be over because no collaboration on bipartisan bills by the Democrats, continued Muellergate garbage, it'll be over. They might try to get in front 20 or 30 Democrats to try to fight against Trump and take the presidencies. They're done. As far as I'm concerned, this is going to end the current Democratic Party and the social globalists. For probably decades, they're going to be unelectable for a long time.
My doctor makes more.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, or your order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.